kind of expensive.
I've heard that because you pay per lead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you're going to love this. Okay, let me grab Paul to get the rate reduced. Hang on here.
Oh, hi there, TJ. TJ, thank you for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Tara wanted me to get on the line, get to the details of the service, how it works and what's included, and answer any questions that you have. And also, because it is a new business and a part-time business, she did want me to, of course, make it as affordable for you as I possibly can. Now, the best part about this is the calls come directly to you. So you can kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to work out for you. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. Now, our job, of course, is to get your phone ringing. So we're going to build a website for you. We're going to list that website on Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, you are in Wichita, so I would actually recommend that we also include Facebook ads, paid Facebook ads, to get you out there in front of more people who might need a handyman but aren't even actually necessarily trying to find one at that moment. You'll have the best of both worlds. When someone is going on Google or going on Bing because they have a project that they want to get done right away, when they're looking for a handyman, you'll be one of the options for people to call. And like I said, for people that might need your services and they're on their Facebook page, when they see you there, they can call you too. Now, the Facebook ads would bump the cost up by $50, but it's $100 a Facebook ad, so it's actually more bang for your buck. We could do a local-only campaign, $199 a month. Like I said, for Facebook ads included, you'd be looking at $249 a month. That's an exact amount, so it's a lot more affordable than paying for leads. Tara said you looked into Angie's, decided against it because it's so expensive paying for every single lead. This is going to be a lot more affordable because it's a flat rate. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just going to be that flat rate. So it's a lot easier to budget for. Now, we're going to include that website at no additional cost because it's our job not just to list you where people can see it. Of course, our job is to make sure people call you. Now, being that is a month-to-month service, I mean, I know that you know the needs of your business a little bit better than I do, how far you really do want to go, what the budget allows.
I want to just do a small whatever because, mm-hmm. Like I was telling her, I have stage 4 lung cancer.
I saw that. She put that in the notes. Yeah, and you kind of started your own company so that you can kind of let people know up front what your situation is, still provide a quality job, just taking the breaks as much as you need to, right? And most people would understand
right.
That. You know, I think that local campaign would be ideal for you. And it is like pretty much just you. I mean, Tara put in the notes here, you can get some family to help you out as needed if it's a little bit of a bigger job. But that local campaign would be ideal for you. And I do want to make it affordable here for you. There's normally a setup fee involved here to help us offset the cost of the service. But I'd be willing to waive that setup fee just to make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. Now, keep in mind it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on, but you will get calls. And you're not paying for the leads. Every time you get a phone call, it's, you know, it's all included. So you can be selective, kind of cherry pick the jobs that are going to work out best for you. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is this the number you want your customers to call? Is this going to be the business number, the 316-312-3743?
Yes.
TJ, is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect. Now, most of the time, you're simply going to get calls directly to you. We will promote your phone number, and customers will be calling you directly most of the time. I mean, the website that we'll build will also give people the opportunity to tell you what they're looking for, where they're located, when they would hope you could come out. When they fill out that form, TJ, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. Whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that same flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. anything they type into that form will repopulate on your tracking system. So you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, not at the very moment. I'm comprehending everything.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's as straightforward as it can be. You know, everything is straightforward pricing.
Yep.
You know, it's that fixed flat rate. Really, all you need to do is answer the phone when it rings. So it's a lot different than, like, you know, getting a lead and then trying to chase down that lead, hoping that you get to that potential customer before one of your competitors do. With this, you know, you just get the phone call. So it's pretty straightforward. Now, do you have
do you have
any photos of some of the jobs, some of the work that you've done already?
Yeah, it's on my, I got a Facebook, Uncle's Handyman on Facebook. I've got a bunch of pictures I've done on it.
Perfect. So we can use photos that are already on your Facebook page. Now, the website, TJ, is included, meaning not just the initial construction of that website, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website is going to be included at no additional cost. So as we send you new jobs, if you like, you can send us new photos, or, you know, if you post them on your Facebook page, we can always just pull photos off of your Facebook page. And your Facebook page, by the way, will have a direct link. That Facebook icon will be a clickable link on your website. So everything you've already got working for you is going to continue to work for you, but it will reach more people. So, of course, that gives you more opportunities to kind of be selective with the jobs that you take, kind of work smarter, obviously, and not harder, right? So I do see that Facebook page, and we can definitely use some of those photos off of that Facebook page. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, well, first of all, TJ, Tara never did get your last name.
Last name is Hurl, H-E-R-L. My first name is Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R.
You go by Tyler, not TJ?
I go by TJ, but my
your first
legal
name
is Tyler.
Tyler. Hurl. Could you spell your last name one more time? There's just a little bit of, like, almost like an echo.
Yep. H-E-R-L. It's a four-letter word.
Yeah, Hurl, H-E-R-L.
H-E-R-L.
And then,
yep, there you go.
I was looking on that Facebook page for the email address. Now, like I said, most of the time people are going to simply call you. I don't see that email address on that Facebook page. When someone fills out the contact form, Mr. Hurl, on your website, you get a text as well as an email. Now, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on your website. People would be able to see it. If it's a personal email, it would be hidden. It wouldn't be listed anywhere on the website, but people would still be able to, you know, fill out that contact form, and you would still get emails sent to you. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
It'd be my personal email. It'd be tylerh2410@gmail.com.
Okay, so tylerh2410@gmail.com. So, yeah, definitely personal email. Like I said, it won't show up on your website, but it will be attached to the contact form. And from time to time, we'll send you pieces of information, longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records will be emailed out to you. Most of the time, if we have a quick question or if we want to get information out to you, we will just either give you a quick call or send you a text. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Obviously, your customers are going to call you directly, but we can call you, text you, or email you. Did you have any particular preference?
Call or text would be better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I imagine so. In fact, that kind of leads me to my next question, because call or text is far and away the preferred methods of contact for businesses that are service-based. And my next question is just to clarify that. Your business is service-based, meaning that you only go out to the customer, right? There's not like a showroom or physical location for your business.
Nope.
You wouldn't want us to promote an address.
Nope, I do.
Yeah. And that's
nope,
okay.
I just,
you go
I
to
them.
talk to them over the phone, find out where they need, what they need and where they're located. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses, TJ, are kind of run from the home, you know, kind of run out of the truck.
Yeah, that's what mine's from, the house.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And, you know, Google wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially, you know, since you're out in the field most days. So you're just going to be listed city and state, not even the zip code. But I did see a physical address. Actually, Tara did, I think you might have mentioned to her home advisor, she did find it, and it's got the 767 North Doris Street. Is that your residence?
Yeah, that's,
okay.
Yes.
And you definitely don't want anybody driving out there and knocking on your front door, right?
So, like
I said, Google doesn't want that either. So, like I said, you're just going to be listed Wichita, not even the 67212 zip code, and definitely not the Doris Street address. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, I'm going to do a couple of things, TJ. One would be to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. We do call it a client interview. It's where we get all the information that we need to build out your website and create all the content to get you on that first page. So we'll want to know things like a mission statement. It's $199 is an exact
how much
amount.
It costs?
So it's $199.
How much is it?
The exact amount, $199.
Oh,
and it's a fixed rate, so it's not ever going to go up on you. Whether you do, you know, 10, 15 jobs, it's going to be the exact same amount, that $199. That's with the website included, and I did waive that setup fee for you.
Yep.
Okay. Now,
okay.
I'll be scheduling the follow-up call with our technician. We'll want to know if you've got a mission statement or a motto, you know, what's unique about your business. Obviously, if you want us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll talk to you, you know, about your services and your service area, etc. Now, I know Tara said about 20 miles. Within that 20 miles, you know, we don't just draw a big circle around you, so we will target specific areas, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. If there are places that you know you don't want to go, you know, we'll make sure that you're not getting calls from those areas either. So it's just going to target the people and places that you want to talk to and work with. Now, that follow-up call, we do schedule it by the hour. You don't have to be in front of a computer. It's just kind of basic general knowledge off the top of your head about your business. The other thing that I'm required to do here, because it is a month-to-month service and it's completely at will, that fixed flat rate of $199 with the website included, because we are Google partners, TJ, I'm required to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is month to month, that we're including the website, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it, Mr. Hurl, before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
All right. Very good.
Okay, perfect. And then, TJ, give me just 1 second then to get that set up. Okay. Mr. Hurlett reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. TJ, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Uncle's Handyman.
You just want Uncle's Handyman or Uncle's Handyman Service?
Yeah, that would work. Uncle Handyman Service.
Okay, because it is on your Facebook page that way. So we'll have it everything consistent,
okay.
Uncle's Handyman Service. And then, Mr. Hurl, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Tyler Hurl. owner and founder of Uncle's Handyman.
Perfect. And then as the owner and founder, TJ, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Do I now?
You make all the financial...
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I mean, obviously, you're the business owner. It just says you're authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business. I mean, obviously, it's your company. You make all the decisions for your business, right?
Well, I'll get it okay through the wife.
She's
right next to me, too.
Okay. And we can put her as an authorized point of contact. So if you're not able to call us and you want her to call us, if you've got any questions, then we'll put her on here as well. What is your wife's name, by the way?
Diane.
Is that D-I-A-N-E?
D-I-A-A. Yes.
Same last name?
Yes.
And does Diane have a different phone number that we might use in case we're not able to reach you?
Yes.
What is that number, sir?
Yes, she does. It is 316.
Yes, sir.
558-2644.
All right, so I've got 316-558-2644 for Diane, and we've got her on here then as an authorized point of contact. So either you or your wife can call us with any questions, and, of course, if we're not able to reach you, we might reach out to her as well. And then it says, for the billing information that you would be using for our services, TJ, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. Then, Mr. Hurl, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. I mean, it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are able to contact you. So for that particular reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion 48 hours or less, to phone calls, text messages, and emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. TJ, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of your Facebook page, and we'll actually have that Facebook page linked directly to your website, so that, of course, there's no direct conflict with something like that. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content, all the directories, all the information that we'll be creating and putting online for your company, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we'll already be providing for you. And then equally, or maybe even more important, we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely won't need to. We are, though, just saying if you do, in fact, decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we just ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of the information is accurate. Now, TJ, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Mr. Hurl, we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It does stand for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers don't come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing the cost both because it's a younger company and a part-time business, I was able actually even to waive the setup fee. And as I mentioned, we're going to include the website at no cost. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 21st of May, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. That $199, Mr. Hurl, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever because the calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The website is also included at no additional cost, which means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $199. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I did mention, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. Mr. Hurl, if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you wanted to go on vacation or take a break, or if if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. And that, TJ, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Hurl, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then, TJ, that does actually conclude the voice verification. Mr. Hurl, that first payment of $199, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
We'll go Visa.
Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
I haven't got my Visa card set up yet. I just got a new card that I ain't got it set up yet.
Oh, like you have a card, but it hasn't been activated yet?
Right, because there was an issue.
Uh-huh.
So can you call me back for the payment?
I haven't got it set up yet. Oh, that's okay. Yeah, no.
I got the card, and just haven't got it activated.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, you just haven't activated the card yet. So we do have to schedule the follow-up call with your client interview technician, so we can definitely wait before we process that payment.
All right.
But on that particular card, is it Tyler or TJ? Is there any middle initial?
Tyler J. I got to find it. 1 minute.
No problem.
I'm looking for it.
That's okay.
Kind of a burger. I don't know where it's at now. I don't know where I did with it. I have to find it before I can give it to you. But I know what it usually says. It says Tyler J. Pearl.
Okay. Right. Yeah, no, you definitely do want to find that card. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I was going to say, obviously that's a new card for you. The other card was compromised, and this card has not been activated yet. Is there a different card that you might want to use just for this one-time payment?
That's the card I got. Look, I might have to go back to the bank and get a new one. Already lost that damn thing.
I hope that's not the case. You did just get that new one.
They can just give me another one. I mean, it's not a big deal.
No, of course. I mean, just a little bit of an inconvenience.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I had it, but I don't know what I've done with it. Okay, I went fishing. Yep, I cannot find it right there. Nope. don't know what I've done with it.
Well, that's okay.
Hope I didn't throw it away when I was fishing.
Well, hopefully that did not happen. Now, we would be able to schedule your follow-up call even for later on today if you thought you might be able to, I don't know, either find that card or get another one issued.
I'll go, that's what I'm going to go do right now, go get another one.
Okay. So let me pull up the client interview calendar. We can schedule your follow-up call for as late as, well, it looks like we're booked out at 5 o'clock. The last one would be 4 o'clock, though. That would give you more than enough time,
yep.
I would think.
Yep, that'd be all right.
Okay.
Yep.
So we'll schedule that follow-up call for 4, and I'll give you a call back maybe around 2 or 3. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay. I'll call you closer to 2:30, 3 o'clock, something like that. We'll have the follow-up call with our technician scheduled at 4. So I would need, like, realistically, like 5 minutes of your time, and then we'll just have that follow-up call scheduled at 4 o'clock.
Hope I found it.
Oh, you did find it.
I found it. I knew it.
Okay.
I was in my backpack. I go fishing at... I was
gonna say you probably wouldn't put it in your tackle box, but you probably did take it with you and put it somewhere. so you said it was a Visa. It's got Tyler J. Hurl on it. Now, TJ, all Visa cards start with a 4, so yours would start with a 4 also.
I wasn't trying to run it right now because I'm telling you right now it's not activated.
Yeah, you're right. And then did you still want to wait until 4 o'clock? Because I could get you in at 1 or 3 or 4.
1 o'clock would be all right. Yeah, 1 o'clock because I got it activated. It's not activated right now.
No problem. So we'll schedule that call at 1 o'clock. I'll wait till 15 minutes till. That'll give you like a good 40 minutes or so to activate the card. That should be just fine. But we'll schedule it from 1 until 2. It's a one-hour window, but the call takes about a half an hour. Now, it normally gets you at the beginning of the hour, within the first couple of minutes of it anyway. If I am in between phone calls, I'll be on that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I might already be on a call. I don't get a lot of advance notice. But they'll call you either way. They'll take really good care of you. Now, for that Visa, if you want to go ahead and read that... 4 digits at a time. I'll repeat it back to you at the end for accuracy.
Okay, it's 4238.
Yes, sir.
7000.
Okay.
2632.
Yes, sir.
3353.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
Expiration is 0327.
03 of 2027. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
528.
I have 528.
If I wasn't running right now.
No, I'm not gonna. Like I said, I'll give it a good half hour, 45 minutes, and then just before your client interview, which will be scheduled at the top of the next hour here. But I do have 528 on the back of the card, 528. I've got April or 04 of 2027 for the expiration. Was the card itself 42?
It's the expiration date 3.
Yeah, I remember you said 03, and then when I clicked on it, it gives me the month instead of the number. I think I just misclicked it, because I do remember you saying 03. So I've got 03, it shows up in my system as March of 2027, definitely not April. But the card itself was at 4238-70-00-2632.
3353. Yes.
Okay. So we'll wait about a half hour, 45 minutes before we process that payment. At that time, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. 1 minute.
Oh, no problem. Just take your time and let me know when you're ready. And then that card that fills at the home address, right? The 467 North Doris Street, 67212?
Yes, it's a home address.
Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, like I said, when we process
okay,
that payment. So the toll-free number for client support is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. TJ, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you.
From 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
9 a.m. to 6, that's Central, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm, exactly, 9 a.m. to 6, Central Time, Monday through Friday. You can email 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same day or the next day if they receive the email after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, when we process that payment about a half hour, 40 minutes from now, you'll receive that information by email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything we went over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. Now, our technician can walk you through that because the follow-up call is going to be about 20 minutes after we process that payment. But once you see it, it's going to have a couple of boxes that we want you to click. One is that you authorize us to send text messages or SMS messages through the computer, and also that you are the authorized holder of the card on file. And then it's going to want you to type in Tyler J. Hurl in a long line. It'll make sense when you see it. There's not going to be a period after the J, but once you've got an exact match, and of course you can copy and paste it as long as you don't copy an extra space before your name or after your name. Excuse me, I apologize for that. You're going to want to click on the confirm signature box to the right of it. That does a couple of things. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've included the website, that we've waived your setup fee, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify you are an active business, and to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to start fixing if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. It's going to prompt you immediately to you log into your tracking system, but you don't have to. In fact, I'd recommend you wait maybe a day or two until you actually try to log into your tracking system. The automated system thinks that your tracking system would already be up and running and that you're trying to access it. We do need to do your client interview before we can create the content for there to be something to track. Your welcome email that I mentioned earlier that has the client support information on there, it's also going to have your username and a default password. Now, I can't tell you for certain, but your username is almost always going to be your phone number. It's going to be the area code included, but just the numbers. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So 99% sure that your username is going to be 316-312-3743. We won't know for sure until the payment is processed about a half hour from now. It'll have a default password. You can access your tracking system, like I said, within a day or two. If you try it before that, you might get an error message telling you that we're still trying to set everything up. But once you're able to log into your tracking system, you can, if you like, change your default password. If you can't change the username, it'll be in our system the same. And like I said, it's most likely going to be your phone number. I'll send you a calendar invite now. That calendar invite is just for your records. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Some people ask me what that means. And then it's going to also, because it's already less than an hour until your your follow-up call with our technician, normally you would get a reminder an hour prior. So I'm just going to send you out that calendar invite instead. I did also want to add just a little bit of extra protection, just another layer of security here on your account. So if anyone calls us and tells us they are with Uncle's Handyman Services, even if it's you or, you know, even if it's Diane, we might still ask you every now and then for the answer to the security question. But this is even more important, especially about 5 or 7 business days from now. Once your website is active online, you may start to get phone calls from people claiming to be Google. They might even claim to be Local Splash. Anyone calling you about your online listing would know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information nearly immediately, just politely let them go. And then, Tyler, if anyone ever calls you telling you that you need more to pay us more money or pay somebody more money, if you owe more money for your Google listing, just politely let them go. I mean, obviously, the voice verification is clear. It's attached to your account already as a protection for you. And it does state that it bills once a month on the 21st of the month for exactly $1.99, never a penny more. Now, your options, Mr. Hurl, for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
Let's go Max.
M-A-X?
M-A-X, Max.
Okay, Max. All right, so you're all set up and squared away on my end. Like I said, we'll give you a good half hour before we try to process that payment, and then the follow-up call will be scheduled at 1 o'clock. Might get to you right at or a couple of minutes after 1. If I am in between phone calls, and I do hope that I am, I'll be able to be on the beginning part of that call just to say hello and introduce you to your technician. Now, the number that we're going to call for the follow-up call, that client interview, is it going to be your number or Diane's?
It'd be mine, 316-312-3743.
Perfect. I'll put that down as the number to call. And that's your number, and that's also the business number, so that's going to be the number that we promote for your company. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, do look for a couple of those emails to be sent out to you in about a half an hour or so. Once our system catches up, once we process that payment, you'll get those automated emails.
Already got one came in.
You should have gotten already.
Yeah, I just got one came in.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
All right, perfect. But we will wait another half an hour or so before we process that payment. Other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We are excited to get this going for you. Now, do you want us to just on our own use our professional eye and start pulling photos off of your Facebook page, or did you want us to put specific photos?
No, you can pull it off the Facebook page.
All righty. We'll certainly do that. And I'm looking at those.
I'll send you guys some.
Yeah. Yeah. Now,
send you guys some.
Just as a quick reminder, I think I might have mentioned it. The maintenance and updating of the website is included. Some of our clients love that there's a website editor tool. Through your tracking, your client dashboard, you can access the website editor tool. Now, it's going to take us about 5 or 7 business days to build out your website. But if you like, you or your wife can access the website editor tool and add additional photos or update content. I would say the vast majority of our clients, like 65-70% of our clients, so they just want us to do everything. They just want us to make sure that their phone is ringing. Either way, if you want to email us photos and just say, hey, can you add this photo to the website? Or if we see any new photos popping up on your Facebook page that you've added on your own, we would make those changes for you at no additional cost, of course. But other than that, real pleasure speaking with you. I'm not sure if Diane is still listening in, but I wish you guys a wonderful rest of the day, and I do hope that I'm available about an hour from now when we call you back.
All right.
Thank you both, TJ.
Thank you.
You do definitely prefer TJ, right? Okay. We'll make sure that I'll put that in the priority notes to address you as TJ. Of course, everything officially goes out to Tyler J. Hurl, but we've got it in the notes here that you do prefer TJ. I appreciate you. I appreciate you both.
Yep.
And we'll talk to you in about an hour or so.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you too, Mr. Hurl. Take care. Bye now.
Bye.